Welcome to the I Love Running podcast. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Jenna.
From Lungile Health. Welcome to episode 4 of I Love Running podcast. Today we're going to chat about weight loss and how to get your weight down to improve your running.
I'm going to give you my ideas. And also, I mean, if you guys have any questions and that, you must just post them on the website. Or you can also send us some questions at Lungile Health. But otherwise, just on the I Love Running website, you can just comment after the post and just let us know what you think or what you actually want to know. All right, so let's just get started here with what weight loss is all about. So I think for most people, it is quite confusing what weight loss is and how it all works. And it is actually quite a simple equation, how everything works. But it can be confusing because of media and all of that. What you want to be looking at is choosing a weight loss solution that works for you. Like we said in the past, it's not all one size fits all. You got to find something that is going to work for you. So you will find that you will fall somewhere within the spectrum of all these diets that are out there. So, or more so the scientific diets that are out there. So, I mean, they're the high protein approaches and then the more high carbohydrate approaches. And for most people, not everyone's going to fit into one of the two camps. You know, you're going to have to find out what works for you and obviously what's going to benefit your running and also going to make you stronger and healthier. Obviously that's really important, is to maintain your health, not just follow a diet just for weight loss. You need to be able to still be healthy and follow a correct plan while you're trying to lose weight. Choosing a weight loss solution can be really difficult because you're constantly being bombarded by misleading advertising, confusing claims on labels. Reading food labels can be confusing as well because there is so much information on there now. And fortunately for us, legislation has changed. I mean, there is a lot more information on the food labels and a lot stricter regulations on food labels, and also hopefully in the supplement side that will be coming through sooner, because supplements is a bit of a joke at the moment just with regards to labeling and false claims and what's actually in the products. I'll say a bit of a joke, it's not necessarily that bad, but I mean, there is just absolutely no regulation in the supplement market at this stage. So it is difficult to really know what's going on unless you buy a reputable supplement or a supplement that is tested. But we'll get more into supplements on another podcast. Today we're just going to chat a bit about weight loss. The basics of weight loss, how does it all work? A lot of people ask me or have different ideas of how weight loss works. But the basics are that your body is super complex and very sophisticated, all right? It has evolved over thousands of years, and it has evolved to benefit us, or, you know, to work for us. A lot of people get stuck in this whole cycle, especially because of the media, that they look for a scapegoat or try and blame the little things. Biggest takeaway message from all of this is don't sweat the small stuff. Focus on the big picture. So if your diet is good 95% of the time, that other 5% really isn't going to make such a massive difference. It'll be covered up by the good 95%. Okay, so don't stress about this week the newspaper article is saying that low calorie cereal bars are making you fat, or next week it's bananas that are making you fat, and the next week it's smoothies that are making you fat. Every week there's some scapegoat, or every month there's some scapegoat that is coming out. Don't worry about it. Don't read everything that you, or don't believe everything that you read. Just try and focus on being healthy or eating well 95% of the time, and everything else will sort itself out. Your body is a very clever thing. Don't doubt it. It will really work for you. Like I said, your body is very complicated, and unfortunately for us, it is more complex because our genes and our genetic makeup play a big role in how we look. Yeah, so your genes do play a big role in how you look outwardly. But again, there is quite a bit of research going into this. I mean, we can talk about this for ages, but there's a new field within nutrition. It's called nutrigenomics, where they are actually looking at how your nutrition can affect your genes and how your genes express themselves. So when genes are expressed, it's it's what you, or sort of what you look like and what happens inside your body. So if they express in a certain way, one thing will happen, and if they express in another way, another thing will happen. So it is really exciting. You know, it's a really cool field. So just we'll keep you updated about it. But it is quite a new thing and really, really cool. Right. But besides that, yeah, so your genes do play a big role, and also your environment. But obviously with your environment, you can control it to a certain degree, you know, so you can choose to do things or not to do things. So just make sure that you are controlling as many factors to try and benefit you if you are trying to lose a bit of weight, to get down to your goal weight to help with your running. The main sort of gist of the whole matter, okay, so how weight loss works. Right, it is quite a simple equation. So this is how I explain it to most of my clients. It's really, if you think of your body as a scale, if we're thinking about weight, right, so if you want to sort of maintain your weight, if you think of your body as a scale, you need to balance the amount of energy coming in. So, you know, one of those old school Greek scales, you know, tipping up and down, one of those scales. So if you want to balance those two scales or balance your weight, you need to balance the amount of energy coming in. So energy you get from food, and that is measured in kilojoules or calories, but we'll get more into that just now. All right. So if you are trying to balance your weight, so you need to balance the amount of energy coming in through your food with the amount of energy you use or expend in a day. So that would be, you know, walking, driving around, sitting, working, eating, use loads of energy, and exercise. Obviously, you also up your energy out. If you balance those two, you will essentially or more or less stay the same weight. Okay, so like I said, it is more complicated than that with your genes and how your diet affects your genes and all that kind of thing. But like I said, for most people, we can control it if you find the right diet that works for you. And for most people, it can be quite similar. All right. If you are putting on weight, what that means is you are just taking in more energy or more food than what your body requires in a day. So then what your body does, it will take that excess and start storing it or specifically storing the fat. Okay, so if we want to lose weight, we just need to tilt the scale in the other direction. So take in less energy than what our body requires in a day. And what will happen then is your body needs to make up that difference between the two. So it will tap into its stores to make up that energy difference, and your stores are fat. So that's when you start burning body fat. All right. So when you're on a negative energy balance, over a period of time, you will start losing weight. Ideally, what we're looking for sustainable weight loss is sort of to lose anywhere between 500 grams to a kilo a week. Obviously, you can, the more you have to lose, the faster it all can be. But really, if you start losing huge amounts of weight in the first week of a, you know, like I call them popular diets, it's likely that a lot of it will be water and other stuff, you know, it won't necessarily be fat loss. But I know 500 grams doesn't sound like a lot, but if you are consistently losing 500 grams a week until you reach your goal weight, I mean, each time that you lose that 500 grams, it's the same as, you know, one of those blocks of butter that you're losing each week, which is actually quite a lot. If you go to the Pick and Pay and you hold one of those in your hand, it's quite a lot. And especially once you've lost weight, you will realize, or I suppose you don't realize straight away, but let's say you've lost 2 kgs, go to the gym and hold a 2 kg weight in your hand and walk around the floor area with it. And just, I mean, it makes a huge difference. And then just think about that in terms of your running, how much that will improve your running, because really fat or excess fat is completely unnecessary. You know, like obviously there is a range that we want to be in, and for the normal recreational runner, it's a bit different. So your body fat percentage should be within a certain range. If you're more of an elite runner, obviously you want to get your body fat percentage even lower, but it is a bit different. But you don't want to be carrying excess body fat, because that's not going to be beneficial to your running. Ideal body fat percentage ranges for males. So if you are a top runner, the ideal range for males is between sort of 5 and 12%, maybe 5 to 15%, but definitely on the lower side if you're trying to be a top runner and really improve your running. And then otherwise for females, the top end runners,
again, you're also looking at sort of between 10 and 15%. All right, so that is quite low, but that is more for your athletes that do put a lot more time into it, because the less body fat you have, the more it's going to help with your performance. All right, and then just for the recreational person, ideally you want to also be within the normal range, not carrying too much excess body fat. So for males, it's sort of between 12 and 18%, and if you're a bit older, you can go up to 22%. So if you're over 40, it's sort of 20, 22% is the range, but below 40, you sort of want to be between 12 and 18 for males. And then for females, anywhere sort of from 26 to about 30, or 28 to 30. And then if you're a bit older, like again over 40, about 32, 33. Okay, so that's more or less your ranges. And then how do you measure your body fat? You can do it in a few different ways. You can go to the gym and do that machine, but again, that's not really that accurate. So I would suggest go to either a dietitian or biokineticist, or someone that does, or a personal trainer, someone that does body fat percentage measurements with a caliper, because it is really accurate. And make sure that they are using a scientific caliper, because you do get the plastic ones, but these aren't that accurate. So make sure that they are using a proper metal caliper that is accurate. Okay, so that would be my suggestion. And make sure that you take your measurements before. So if you want to start losing weight, do your measurements before so you know where you're starting. So do your weight, your height. You can work out your BMI. It's just your weight divided by your height squared. Do your circumferences, so chest, waist, hips, and thigh, and then do your body fat percentage measurements. And then you can also do like a test to see what your fitness level is and your strength. So fitness testing, you can do a bleep test, you can do a 12-minute motion test where you run around, say, a field for 12 minutes, and then you test it again every so often to see if you are improving. So getting back to weight loss specifically, how do you look at weight loss? You need to be looking at the types of food you are eating. So if you're trying to lose weight, you need to follow a calorie controlled diet, taking in, like we said, less energy than what your body needs in a day, so in a negative energy balance. And you can calculate this. There are quite a few examples on the internet of calculators that you can use. It should just give you a rough estimate. But generally, like I said, take your measurements before and then reassess every sort of 2 weeks or so to see if your weight is coming down. But more so than weight, the measurements are what's really important, because weight, not necessarily the best indicator of anything, because it does fluctuate. I mean, you could be retaining water, it could be a lot of things going on. So circumferences and body fat percentage are really good indicators, much better than only weight. All right, so need to be in a negative energy balance. Okay, so the types of food you're choosing is really important, and generally what you want to do is watch your portion sizes. So what I would suggest is, if you are starting out on a program and you do want to shed like a few kilos, do a food diary. I'll put up a link of a food diary that I give out and to my clients, and then you just fill in what you're eating, write down everything, and be really specific about portions. Just do it for a few days, or I normally suggest 7 days, and you write down everything for 7 days, and then you can look back and reassess, and you can see, okay, I'm overeating every day at the same time, or I'm snacking on chocolates at this time. It really is a good way to see what is going on, and it also makes you think about your food before you actually eat it. So definitely keep a food diary if you are struggling to lose. Okay, and then like I said, negative energy balance. So looking at foods, always look for low fat foods, because these foods are generally lower in energy. So low fat foods on food labeling, it will always have the low fat, or it should have a low fat sticker on it. And a low fat product, what you can do is look at the food, the label on the back of the packet, and look at the nutritional info. And a low fat product should be 3 grams of fat or less per 100 gram of the product. So on a food label, you'll have a per serving size and a per 100 gram or 100 milliliter info bars. So if it's less than 3 grams of fat per 100 grams, then it is a low fat product. just be careful with reduced fat. Reduced fat only needs to be a third less of fat per 100 grams than the original product. So even though something might be reduced fat, it's not necessarily low fat. Okay, so just be careful. It's a bit of clever marketing by these guys. All right. Okay, so like we said, a reduced calorie diet. So check on the labels. So just compare products. If you're comparing two products, look at the per 100 grams or per 100 mils, because then you're comparing apples with apples. So look at the energy and the fat content. That's generally what I do. Keep a food diary and make sure that you're getting a variety of food. So for the runner, you want to make sure you're getting enough protein and definitely enough carbohydrates, because that's going to help you to perform better. And the better you perform and the more intensely you can exercise, obviously the more energy you can burn during your session. All right. And you can be clever about how you manipulate your diet around your training, but and then the food diary is really important, because that can really show you what's happening. There is also quite a big misconception that if you exercise more, you will lose weight. However, it is very, very important that you make sure that you understand that weight loss and maintaining your weight and gaining weight is about your nutrition. So the better your diet is, the easier it is for you to maintain your weight or to lose weight. So generally, exercise is for health and fitness, and it can accelerate weight loss if you're trying to lose weight. However, you can't substitute a poor diet with just exercising excessively. I mean, it will be really difficult to lose weight, and it might work initially if you've got a lot to lose, but the diet is 80 to 90% of weight loss. So, and it's a lot easier, you know, so to just cut down on your energy intake, make sure that you're eating high fiber foods, the right proportions of carbs, proteins, and fats, and always look for reduced fat or low fat products. Stay away from refined foods as much as possible, and just generally get a good variety of vegetables, fruits, and all the different food groups into your diet. And obviously, again, alcohol, restrict it. I'm not saying cut it out, but just try and restrict it, because again, if you're trying to lose weight, it is a bit of an empty calorie. Okay, so we also chatted earlier about popular diets, or some people call them fad diets. Try and stay away from these as much as possible, because obviously they are quite cyclical, and there's a new one coming out pretty much every week or every month. There's something new, some berry that's making you lose 15 kgs in a week, or some fruit that's making you burn 10,000 calories while sitting in front of your computer. Pretty much most of these things don't work, and they're just going to set you back. So the main thing out of all of this is make sure that you are looking at the big picture, and that you find something that is sustainable for you. So find where you are in the range. It does take time. So again, if you have put on a little bit of weight, it didn't happen overnight, and taking the weight off won't happen overnight. But if you do it consistently and you find something that is sustainable, it will happen. So just make sure that you choose something that is sustainable for you, and that is not something that's outrageous, that you're going to follow for 10 days, lose 6 kgs, and then what? You know, it needs to be or needs to happen indefinitely. So it needs to happen 95% of the time, or as close to that as possible, for the rest of your life, because that is sustainable, and that's going to make you maintain your weight and get to the goal weight that you need to be at. All right, so fad diets, try and stay away from them. Specifically at this stage, there's quite a few, you know, like the high protein stuff. Again, it does work for some people, but what a lot of people don't realize is that it's not a diet, that is a lifestyle choice. So if you can cut out carbohydrates for the rest of your life, I mean, that is a lifestyle choice, but you can't follow a high protein diet for 6 weeks and then say, okay, I feel like eating pasta and bread and butternut and all those kinds of things that, I mean, I really enjoy, and a lot of other people enjoy. So just make sure that before you start something, you look at it critically. So don't just look at the testimonials and what other people have done. Try and ask someone that is in the know, like a dietitian specifically for nutrition, what they think. Because again, not everything is as cut and dry as the media make it out to be. Because obviously they are trying to make money. But essentially you need to find something that works for you. And as we've seen in the past, I mean, a healthy lifestyle with exercise and monitoring your intake is gonna be beneficial for weight and weight loss. So the main things that I would say from today, if you want to lose a bit of weight to improve your running, is to get your measurements done. So get your measurements done through someone that does them quite accurately. I mean, you can do them yourself just to give you a good indication, but I'd always suggest to try and do them as accurately as possible, and then that way you know it's the same measurements each time. So get your measurements done, and then track those sort of every 2 to 4 weeks if you can, you know, just to keep you motivated and to keep you on track. Keep a food diary. Food diaries are very important. I find they work very well because it helps people to see where they're going wrong, where they're going right, and it helps you to think about what you're eating before you eat it, and it also gives you a good indication of where problem areas might be. So if that afternoon slump is where you reach for a chocolate instead of some fruit or something like that, you can have a look at it and then look at your week, that 7-day diary, and then make an informed choice rather than guessing, okay, I think I'm doing this wrong or I think I'm doing that wrong. If you keep the food diary and you're honest about it, it will give you a lot of information about where you're going wrong and where you're going right. In general, if you're trying to lose a bit of weight, you need to, again, make sure that you are watching the amount of calories that you're taking in, but specifically look at the fat content. So look for low-fat products, lean meats, as much as possible. And then try and avoid anything with excessive amounts of fat and excessive amounts of energy. And like I mentioned before, just have a look at the food label. So if you're comparing two things, look at the per 100 gram of the product. And the thing, the product with the least or less energy and a low amount of fat in it is generally the one to go for. And obviously the sugars in that, just look out for those. So some things will have more refined sugars in them. Just try and steer away from those things. So in general, if you're eating whole foods like fruits, veggies, fresh things, you don't really need to worry about that too much. Okay, so it's more the packets and those kinds of things where they can hide fats and sugars in it. And also avoid fad or popular diets. Find something that works for you and that you think you can follow indefinitely for an extended period of time. Watch out for diets or something that has an expiry date to it. Not always a good idea, because once you've finished with it, then what?